Please turn your Bibles to the book of Mark.
马可福音第八章。
Mark chapter 8.
今天早上我们会回到来一起查看马可福音。
And this morning we will continue our study of the book of Mark.
我们之前看过在马可福音第七章二十四节。耶稣从那里起身往推罗西顿的境内去，我们知道那个时候他开始带十二门徒去到外邦人的地方。
We saw in chapter 7 in particular verse 24 where it says and there from there he arose and went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and we know that it was at this point that he began traveling to a Gentile region to the 12 apostles.
因为他要开始训练这一十二门徒，为的是让他们能够预备好去实行这个大使命。
Here it was that he began training the apostles so that they could eventually fulfill the Great Commission.
因为十二门徒是以色列人，他们以为这个神的救恩只是给以色列。
Especially because the apostles were Jews andThey believed that this good news, this gospel, was only given to Israel.
所以耶稣就带十二门徒到了外邦人的地方，在那里行了医治，还有在那里传福音，让他们知道原来神的救恩，还有神的恩典跟怜悯也是给外邦人的。
And in order to teach the apostles that God's mercy and love was available and accessible even to the Gentiles,He brought them into this region. He did signs. He healed and he shared the gospel.
然后我们上一次到了第八章第一到二十一节。
Our last study of the book of Mark brought us to Mark chapter 8 verse 1 to 21.
在第八章一到二十一节，我们看了什么是真正的属灵看见。
And in those verses, we saw what true spiritual insight is.
首先呢，我们必须要记得爱罪人。
First of all, we need to remember to love.
而且我们要拒绝这些法利赛人，还有这些假教师的教。
The second point was that we need to reject the leaven, or we need to reject the teachings of the Pharisees.
还有第三，就是要纪念主在我们生命里所做过的一切。
And the final point was that we need to remember what the Lord has done in our lives.
我们今天就来到看第二十二到三十八节。
Today our study continues in chapter 8, verse 22 to verse 38.
马可福音第八章第二十二节，他们来到伯赛大，有人带一个瞎子来求耶稣摸他，耶稣拉着瞎子的手，领他到村外，就吐唾沫在他眼睛上。按手在他身上，问他说：“你看见什么了？”他就抬头一看，说：“我看见人了，他们好像树木，并且行走。”随后又按手在他眼睛上，他定睛一看，就复了原，样样都看得清楚了。耶稣打发他回家，说：“连这村子你也不要进去。”耶稣和门徒出去，往该撒利亚腓利比的村庄去，在路上问门徒说：“人说我是谁？”他们说：“有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是先知里的一位。”又问他们说：“你们说我是谁？”彼得回答说：“你是基督。”耶稣就禁戒他们不要告诉人。从此他教训他们说：“人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。”耶稣明明地说这话，彼得就拉着他劝他。耶稣转过来看这门徒，就责备彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”于是叫众人和门徒来，对他们说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的， 必救了生命。人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？凡在这淫乱罪恶的时代，把我和我的道当作可耻的，人只在他父的荣耀里同圣天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
Mark 8:22-38. And they came to Bethsaida, and some people brought to him a blind man and begged him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. And when he had spat on his eyes and laid his hands on him, he asked him, "Do you see anything?" And he looked up and said, "I see men, but they look like trees walking." Then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and he opened his eyes. His sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. And he sent him to his home, saying, "Do not even enter the village." And Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they told him, "John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, and others one of the prophets." And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Christ." And he strictly charged them to tell no one about him. Verse 31, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. And he said this plainly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of men." And calling the crowd to him with his disciples, he said to them, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? For what can a man give in return for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels."
所以上一次我们看到第八章第二十一节，耶稣说：“你们还是不明白吗？”
We saw in the last session that Jesus in verse 21 said, and he said to them, "Do you not yet understand?"
所以上一次就是真正的属灵看见。
So actually the last session was truly the true sight.
我们现在来看的时候就知道这些门徒终于明白了之后就带领他们真正的得救了。
Now we see that after the disciples have truly come to see it,Do they come to true salvation?
所以今天我们这一堂信息就是真正的救恩。
And so today, the title of the message is True Salvation.
马可福音第八章二十二到第三十八节，其实就是能够说是马可福音的一个高潮。
This passage in chapter 8, verse 22 to 38 can be seen as the culmination of Mark, its high point.
因为在这之前，我们看见了耶稣行的许多的神迹。
Excuse me, the climax, because just before this, we see that Jesus had been working many miracles.
可是到了马可福音第八章这里，就是门徒，就是彼得作为门徒所有的代表，他们就开始称耶稣为基督。
But over here, we see that Peter, as a representative of the rest of the apostles, begins to refer to Jesus as the Christ.
这个是最崇高的一种称呼。
And this is the height of that of his address to Jesus.
因为在这之前，从来没有任何的一个人说过耶稣是基督。
Because before this point in Mark, no one had ever recognized Jesus as the Christ.
没有人这么说，不过有鬼魔这么说。
Of course, it is not man that recognized it, although demons had recognized him as the Christ.
可是到了这一步的时候，我们发现连门徒就是第一次的称耶稣为基督。
But here we see that it is the first time that the apostles referred to him as Christ.
所以今天的定义，真正的救恩，什么是真正的救恩？第一步就是要有真正的看见。
So what is true salvation? True salvation involves point one, true sight.
这里我们看见耶稣医治了一个瞎子。
We see over here that Jesus heals a blind man.
我们记得在第十一节的时候，八章第十一节的时候，法利赛人出来盘问耶稣，求他从天上显个神迹给他们看，想要试探他。
We see in chapter 11 of the, sorry, verse 11 of the same chapter that the Pharisees came and began to argue with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him.
不过那一个时候，耶稣心里深深的叹息说：“第十二节，这世代为什么要求神迹呢？我实在告诉你们，没有神迹给这世代看。”
In response, Jesus sighed deeply in his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Truly, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation."
所以这里医治瞎子的这一个神迹非常的重要，因为它是在伯赛大那里行的，而且这个伯赛大是加利利的边缘的一个村庄。This
is especially significant that Jesus heals this blind man. He heals this blind man in Bethsaida, which is just on the border or on the edge of Galilee.
不过耶稣医治这个瞎子，这个其实就是在加利利那里所行的最后一个神迹。It
is also the last miracle that was performed in Galilee.
因为耶稣说没有神迹给这世代看，所以当耶稣行这神迹的时候，他甚至是把这个瞎子带离了这个村庄。And
so when Jesus said that there would be no sign from heaven to the Pharisees or to this generation, he even took this person away from Galilee in order to work this miracle.
所以对加利利来说，这一天是非常悲哀的一天。And
so to the Galilee, this was a sad day.
不过，对于门徒来说，这个不是悲哀的一天，因为耶稣还是在教导门徒。But
not, of course, to the apostles. The apostles were still with him. And Jesus was still teaching them.
当然，我们在这里读这个神迹的时候，我们发现耶稣所做的与第七章那里的医治这个聋子的时候是大概一样的。We
see in the healing of the blind man a lot of parallels and similarities with the healing of the deaf man in chapter 7.
耶稣 摸这个人，而且吐唾沫，摸他的眼睛等等的，这一些我们上次都提过，就是因为耶稣充满着怜悯，他是用他自己的一种手语的方式来向这个看不见或者听不见的人，来让他们知道原来耶稣是怜悯他们的。We
heard from the last time that this healing, especially this taking of the earth of dirt and placing it upon these men that he was healing was an expression of his mercy upon them and his love upon them. And this was him showing them that he cared and loved them.
因为当时以色列人把所有的这些疾病都看为是神的诅咒。
It's significant, especially when back then the Israelites saw all sorts of disabilities as a curse from God.
因为肯定是这一个人犯了罪，所以神咒诅他。有些时候，有些人瞎子瞎了眼，然后以色列人会来问耶稣，到底是谁犯了罪？是这一个人犯了罪，还是他的父母亲犯了罪？
And they concluded that for you to have such a disability, it must be because God had cursed you for something that you had done. In fact, in the gospel accounts, the Pharisees would come up to Jesus and ask him who it was that sinned that caused this person to be blind or deaf.
所以耶稣在这里摸这些有疾病的人，或者摸这些瞎子，是非常的重要的，因为以色列的这些领袖、宗教领袖、法利赛人，他们从来都不会跟这些所谓不洁净的人接触。And
so there's great significance and symbolism in his healing of these people, because the leaders of Israel would never come close to these people who they regarded as unclean.
可是耶稣却会摸他们，拉着他的手，带领他离开这个村子。
Yet Jesus did not even come close, but held them, touched them, and took this one particular man and led him to Bethsaida.
所以这一切都让我们看见主对这些人充满着爱心，充满着怜悯。
We see just how much Jesus loved and felt for these people.
我们来注意这一次的这一个医治，它是非常特别的一段经文。
Now, if you look carefully at this healing, this is a very unique and special passage.
因为第一，这一个医治这一个神迹只有在马可福音里，没有在其他的福音书里。
One is significant because this healing is only recorded in Mark and nowhere else.
第二，就是这一个是唯一的一个神迹，让我们看见耶稣问这个人一个问题。
Secondly, this is a significant miracle because it is the only time during the miracle that Jesus asks the man something.
耶稣问他，你看见什么了？在其他的这些神迹里，耶稣从来没有问他们一个问题，可能叫他们做一些事，不过从来没有问他们一个问题。
In all the other key accounts of Jesus healing people, never does he ask anything of that person other than to instruct them to do something. Here he says, he asks the man, do you see anything?
还有第三就是在这里的这个神迹，它是分两个阶段行的，其他的神迹都是一次过就医好了，这里分两个阶段。Now
the third unique thing about this miracle or this healing is that it is broken into two parts. He does one thing first and then he does it sort of like a phased approach, and nowhere else do miracles happen that way.
当然我们知道当耶稣问他你看见什么的时候，第二十四节这个人抬头一看说，我看见人了，他们好像树木并且行走。In
verse 24, when Jesus asked him, what do you see? He looked up and said, I see men, but they look like trees walking.
这一个就让我们知道，原来他看的不是很清楚，这个视觉在第一阶段的时候非常的模糊。So
he's basically saying that he can see, but it is not clear. It appears that this first part of the miracle has not fully given him clear sight.
人跟树木有什么相同？就是他们是竖立的。What
do men and trees have in common? They seem to be upright.
所以这个瞎子首先看的不是很清楚，非常的模糊。不过他看见一些人是竖着的，就是站立着的一些人走来走去。And
so this blind man, in the first part of the healing, could see, but not clearly. He could see upright images moving around.
然后在第二十五节，随后又按手在他眼睛上，他定睛一看，就复了原，样样都看得清楚了。
And then part two of the miracle in verse 25, it says, then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and he opened his eyes, and his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly.
所以起初第一阶段的时候，他看不清楚，不过却是有着一部分的医治，不过后来就看得清楚了。
It seems that the part one of the healing was a partial healing, and he could almost make out the images before him. But in the second half of it, he is fully healed and he opens his eyes and he sees clearly.
当他看得清楚的时候，这里所讲的是样样都看得清楚，就是说他没有老花，也没有近视，远的也看得清楚，近的也看得清楚。It
says he saw everything clearly. It means that he wasn't myopic, he didn't have a short sightedness, he did not have his eyesight was perfect.
这一个就让我们看见是分两个阶段的，有许多的这一些今天的这些假教师，他们常常引用这段经文来证明为什么他们没有第一次就医好人。This
account of the healing in two parts is often used by false healers or miraculous healers to justify the fact that their healing was not instantaneous and was not immediately fruitful.
他们就会说, 耶稣也是这样, 有一次耶稣医治人的时候, 他也是分两次, 所以他们如果没有, 成功的医治, 好, 这些病人的时候, 他们就会说, 这些病人下次还要再来参加这个医治的聚会。
They would say, well, Jesus also healed in part, and just because I didn't heal the first time does not mean this healing is not true. In fact, then they would invite the sick person to continue to come for this healing session.
可是这里只是唯一的一次，耶稣是分两次，两个阶段来医治的， 其他所有千千万万的医治都是一次过。
This, however, was the exception and not the rule, and Jesus' healing throughout his ministry was an instantaneous one moment type of healing.
耶稣能够通过他的衣裳的穗子医治人。
Even his garment was able to heal people.
他甚至能够从遥远的地方医治人, 他不需要到那一个人的地方也能够医治。
In fact, he didn't even have to be before this person in order to heal them. He could heal them from far away.
所以在这里我们还要思考同样的一个问题, 为什么耶稣要分两个部分来医这一个人呢?
But the question remains, why is it that Jesus had to do this in part, so to speak?
更何况马可福音是四福音书之中最短的。
Especially when you consider the fact that Mark is the shortest of all four Gospels.
有些时候我们称马可福音为这个行动的福音, 因为马可要非常快的让这些读者知道耶稣是谁, 还有耶稣做过什么。 所以在马可福音我们常常看见这个词, 立刻, 立刻。
Sometimes the Gospel of Mark is seen as the action Gospel. It is the shortest, and it gives us very concisely tells us who Jesus is and what he has done. In fact, a common theme throughout the Gospel of Mark is his use of the word immediately.
所以当马可在这里加了许多更加多的细节的时候，就让我们看见肯定是有他的目的。我们就要问为什么？
And so it is of note that Mark had included, in fact, more details into this account, and we need to ask ourselves why.
有圣经学者都相信这一段经文让我们看见其实是一个属灵看见的一个比喻。
Some commentators of the Bible point to this passage and say that it is an illustration of a spiritual sight.
因为我们知道门徒他们与耶稣基督同行了超过两年，看见了耶稣行了许多的神迹。
We know that the apostles had been walking with Jesus at this point about 2 years, and they had seen all sorts of miracles.
不过甚至来到这个阶段，门徒的这个属灵看见都还没有达到最清楚的时候。
Yet, up to this point, the apostles were not yet fully clear in seeing before them what it was that Jesus wanted them to see.
他们相信耶稣是神的羔羊。
They obviously believed that Jesus was the Lamb of God.
因为施洗约翰指着耶稣说，看哪，神的羔羊。
Because John the Baptist in fact pointed him out and said, see here the Lamb of God.
然后门徒就跟随了耶稣。
And so then the apostles and the disciples followed Jesus.
不过他们之前不知道原来耶稣是神的儿子。
But before this, they had no clue that Jesus was the Son of God.
不过慢慢的在耶稣在这个海上行走的时候，之后他们就说，你是神的儿子。
Yet slowly their eyes were open, and when they saw Jesus walk on water, their eyes were then open, and they said, you are indeed the Son of God.
所以我们看见这个门徒的属灵看见是分着阶段慢慢的越看越清楚，起初是非常模糊的。
And so we see that the growth and the maturity of the disciples was also in parts, and it started out being blurred.
我们不要忘记，这个神迹其实不只是为了医治这个瞎子，也是为了要教导门徒。
Let's not forget that this miracle, this healing, was not just for the blind man, but also to teach the disciples.
就是在这一个神迹之后，门徒就说，你是基督。
And it was after this miracle that the apostles recognized that Jesus was the Christ.
所以很有可能的就是这个神迹分两个阶段，是耶稣给这个门徒的一种比喻，让他们能够看见，原来他们自己的属灵看见，也是分这阶段来的。
So it is very possible that the reason this healing was done in two parts was done as a metaphor for the growth of the apostles that they had not seen clearly in the past and now are seeing clearly.
我们就算是看见使徒已经认清楚耶稣是基督之后，他们对神的计划还是充满着疑惑，不是吗？
Yeah, but we see that even after they had come to acknowledge him as the Christ, they were unsure and unaware of his plans.
就是在下半段我们也读到，因为耶稣说他要死的时候，彼得就拉他到一旁劝他。
And as we read just now, when Jesus said to them that he had to die, Peter pulled him aside and rebuked him.
所以我们在这里就看见，原来这个医治是让我们能够知道什么是真正的看见。这个真正的看见是分部分的来的，许许多多的时候，我们自己本身也是这样。当我们得救的时候，也未必认清楚所有的一切这些教导。不过这个属灵的看见是慢慢的加给我们的。
And in light of that, this healing that is done in part or progressively is an illustration or is an illustration in fact of the walk of the believer who when he first starts out it sees things blurry and over time it becomes clearer to him.
所以什么是真正的救恩？第一就是要有真正的看见。
And so what is true salvation? True salvation involves true sight.
这个真正的看见是要让我们知道谁是真正的救主。
This true sight enables us then to see who the true Savior is.
所以我们就到了这个马可福音的高点，从这个之前的所有的神迹，就是带领着使徒来到这个高点的时候，他们就称耶稣为基督。Now
this brings us to the climax of the Gospel of Mark. After having seen the healings and all the miracles, we come to the point where the apostles are recognizing Jesus as the Christ.
因为29节，彼得回答说：“你是基督。”
In verse 29, Peter responding to him said, "You are the Christ."
基督是希腊文里的 Christos， 就是指这个，它是这个希伯来文的弥赛亚的意思。
Christ in Greek is Christos, and which is it means Messiah.
这个希伯来文的弥赛亚就是在希腊文里翻译成基督，就是 Christos.
The Hebrew Messiah is translated in the Greek as Christos.
我们知道以色列人在许许多多的这个很多很多的年前，几千年来，他们就是不断的要等待这个弥赛亚的到来。
And since time immemorial, the Israelites had been waiting for their Messiah to come.
他们希望呢，这个弥赛亚来的时候能够带领他们统治整个世界。
And they believed that the coming of their Messiah would allow them to rule over the world.
不过他们不能够接受耶稣是弥赛亚。
But they could not accept that Jesus was their Messiah.
因为在第27节，耶稣和门徒出去，在路上问门徒说：“人说我是谁？”他们说：“有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是先知里的一位。” And
we know this when because in verse 27, when Jesus and his disciples were walking on the way, he asked them, "Who do people say that I am?" And the disciples said, "Well, some people say you are John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others still say you are one of the prophets."
怎么可能是施洗约翰？他不是死了吗？
How could he be John the Baptist if John the Baptist had died?
因为希律把他的头砍了。
Because Herod had decapitated John.
不过我们记得在马太福音还有在路加福音里头，我们都看见。 希律听见耶稣行神迹的时候，他以为是施洗约翰复活了。
But we see in the other Gospels, Matthew and Luke, for example, when Herod heard that Jesus was doing miracles, he thought that it was John the Baptist brought back to life.
所以耶稣就像是施洗约翰一样, 他是复活的施洗约翰，所以能够行神迹。 因为耶稣行神迹，没有任何人能够抵赖。 有些人就以为他是施洗约翰复活了。
And so because of this working of miracles, and that it was that Herod and the other people started to believe that this must be John the Baptist resurrected.
有些人说他是以利亚，为什么？
Some people said that he was Elijah. Why?
因为以利亚根据马拉基书第三章还有第四章的时候，马拉基书那里预言到，在这个弥赛亚降临之前，以利亚会来到这个世界。
They believe that Elijah was he was Elijah because in Malachi chapter 3 and 4 it predicted that before the coming of the Christ that Elijah would show up.
不过他们都错了。
They were all wrong.
他们都认为耶稣是先知，因为这里也说他们又有人说是先知里的一位。
They all thought that Jesus was a prophet, and it says here one of the prophets.
他们都知道耶稣是从神那里来的，因为他们看见耶稣行神迹。
They could all agree on the fact that Jesus had come from God because they saw Jesus' miracles.
不过他应该只是一个先知，他不可能是弥赛亚。
But they believed him only to be a prophet, and he can't possibly be the Messiah.
为什么？因为在以色列人的心目里头，他们有一个很清楚的概念，以赛亚这个弥赛亚应该是什么样子的。
Because in the minds of the Israelites, they had a very clear idea of what they thought the Messiah would be.
他是一个政治的领袖，是一个军事家。
He would be a general or a leader, a military leader.
他会推翻罗马,
and he would overthrow Rome.
他会把以色列所有的这些敌人给毁灭了。
He would lay waste to all of Israel's enemies.
然后他会祝福以色列，让以色列兴旺在这个世界里头，以色列成为最大最强的一个国家。
And he would bless Israel such that Israel would grow into the strongest, most dominant country in the world.
所以当他们看耶稣的时候，他的外貌又不像是一个王，他的行为也不像是一个王。
And then they looked at Jesus, and it appears that he does not look like anything that they believe a king should be.
他不是一个军事家,
he was not a military expert.
他不是一个统治者,
he was not an overcomer. Not only that, he was gentle, he was humble.
所以他们就认为耶稣不可能是弥赛亚，最多只是一个先知。
And so they believe that this cannot be the Messiah, at most he is a prophet.
不过耶稣这里在问门徒另外一个问题，就是你们说我是谁？
But here Jesus poses the question back to them, and he says, but who do you say that I am?
就好像耶稣今天在问我们所有的人，你们说我是谁一样。
And he could pose that, it's posing that question to us as well as we sit here today. Who do you say Jesus is?
这一个问题非常的重要，因为答对了就是天堂，答错了就是地狱。
It is a question that is important because if you answer this rightly, it means heaven. And if you answer it wrongly, it means hell for you.
我们的牧师在这段时间里在讲解加拉太书的时候，也是非常清楚地谈到这一个真正福音的重要性。
And our pastor, as he's going through a study of the book of Galatians, has also talked about the importance of the real gospel, the right gospel.
如果你答错的话，你的认识是不正确的话，是有天堂地狱之分。
And if your answer is wrong, it means the difference between heaven and hell.
当然，这个不只是嘴巴讲的答案。
Of course, this isn't just a verbal answer.
因为我们接下去再看，就知道耶稣要我们做的是什么。
Because further down, you will see what it is that Jesus actually wants from us.
我们回到第29节，彼得回答说：“你是基督。”第一次马可福音有一个人讲他是基督。
As we go back to verse 29, we see that Peter answers him, You are the Christ, the first time any man has recognized this and said to Jesus that you are the Christ.
马可福音第一章到第八章, 在八章里头没有另一个人他怎么说这一次是第一次。
Not once in the account of the Gospels from Mark chapter 1 all the way to where we are now, chapter 8, not once did anyone recognize that Jesus was the Christ until now.
在马太福音里有记载着耶稣问门徒同样的一个问题，在马太福音那里彼得回答说，你是永生神的儿子，耶稣，你是基督。
In Matthew, Jesus was recorded as asking this question, and Peter had said that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
所以很有可能就是彼得说了很多不同的这个字眼让耶稣知道。
And so it's likely and possible that Peter had used various language to explain this or say this to Jesus.
我们可能会问,他们跟耶稣同行了两年多,到现在才知道吗?
Perhaps you would ask, these guys have walked with Jesus for over 2 years. Are they only coming to see it now?
所以刚才我们就说了，他们的这个属灵的看见是分这阶段来的。And
so we had said just now that this the sight, the spiritual sight, had been a progressive sight, and it had taken them a while to come to see this.
很多时候，我们身为信徒也是如此。
And it is the same with us as believers, is it not?
我们不是一听到福音就立刻知道耶稣是弥赛亚，耶稣是基督，然后就立刻接受了。
It's not that you had when you first heard the gospel and you first realized that when you first heard that Jesus was Messiah and Christ, that you all of a sudden decided you would follow him.
甚至是我们成为基督徒之后，也很有可能在我们的这个生活里头开始怀疑。 神到底是真的还是假的?
In fact, perhaps when you first became a Christian, did you not at the start perhaps believe if this story was true?
而且有些时候事情发生的时候是不如意的，或者我们遇见试探、遇见苦难的时候，我们会开始怀疑到底有没有神，或者神到底爱不爱我。
Perhaps when you had gone through trials in your life and challenges, did you at some point suspect or wonder if God indeed loves you?
所以在这里我们看见这些门徒，他们认清耶稣是一个是什么人，他是弥赛亚，他是基督。不过这不代表他们已经清楚了神的计划。
Here, the disciples, the apostles represented by Peter, had come to the clear understanding that this in front of them was the Messiah, but it doesn't mean that they were clear about everything.
因为他们对神的计划还是有模糊，还是不认清楚。
And they were still unsure about what Jesus' plan was, what God's plan was.
我们回来看，当彼得回答说你是基督的时候，这一个里是非常的短的，只是你是基督。不过我们从马太福音那里也知道，耶稣跟彼得说你是有福的，因为你不是靠着血肉讲的，而是靠着我天父讲的。
It is very brief here. It just says that Peter says, you are the Christ. In Matthew, it gives us a bit more color. Jesus says, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonas, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
所以任何人要能够认清楚耶稣是基督，必须要天父开他们的眼睛。耶稣是基督，这个必须是天父启示给罪人，他们才能够这么的说。
And we see that this sight is not something that is given by anyone else, by the Father himself. For anyone's eyes to open to the gospel to see that Jesus is the Christ must be opened by God the Father himself.
所以当神启示给门徒知道耶稣是基督，他是救主的时候，他们就在这里承认耶稣是救主了，他们不再怀疑他是什么人。
And when their eyes were opened to the truth, it was here that they believed without a shadow of a doubt that here was the true Savior.
其他的人认为耶稣是神来的这个先知。
Others might have believed that this was a prophet from God.
不过只有因着父神启示给这些门徒看见，他们才认清耶稣是基督。
But it was Only until God the Father had opened their eyes to the truth did they come to see that Jesus was the true Savior.
信靠或者信耶稣是神，这个不是完全的，不是最重要的。
Believing in
信耶稣是神不是最重要的。
Believing that God, that Jesus is God, is not the most important thing.
或许我们可以这么说，你只信耶稣是神，不代表你会得救。
Shall we say that if you just believe that Jesus is God, it does not make you saved?
因为鬼魔也信，却战惊，这个是雅各书告诉我们。
Because we see that in James, it tells us that even the demons believe.
所以一个人要能够得到真正的救恩，他不只是需要知道耶稣是神，他也必须要相信他是救主。
A person who is to be saved cannot just believe that he is God. He needs to believe that Jesus is his Savior.
在这之前，耶稣行在水上的时候，这些门徒已经认同耶稣是神的儿子了。
Before this account, we saw that when Jesus was walking on water, the disciples, the apostles already acknowledged the fact that Jesus was from God.
不过耶稣还是不断的提示，让他们知道，来到这个阶段的时候，他们终于认清耶稣是救主。或许我们可以说，门徒是到这个时候才是真正得救的。
But it is progressively as he worked miracles and as they walked with him, they eventually come to this point, which could actually be said as their point of conversion.
所以当他们有了真正的看见，他们认了这一个是真正的救主的时候，我们知道他们对耶稣已经不再怀疑。不过之后我们看见他们对耶稣的计划还是不清楚。After
receiving true sight, spiritual sight, and recognizing and acknowledging the true Savior, we see that as they approach Jesus, and mind you, there was no doubt in their heart that this was the Savior. But we see further on that as they hear of Jesus' plans, it is when they begin to doubt him again.
怀疑他的计划，不是怀疑他的身份。They
doubted his plan, not his status.
我们就看第三点，就是第31到第38节，我们在这里看见真正的救恩是要有真正的牺牲。
We see this in verse 31 to 38 where true salvation needs true sacrifice.
耶稣刚刚让他们看见的真正的这个最大的好消息，就是耶稣是他们所等待的这个弥赛亚，他们所等待的这个基督。
They had just been shown that this Christ and this Messiah that they had been waiting for all their lives was indeed Jesus.
不过接着这一个 最大的好消息，就来了一个最大的坏消息。But
right after this best news ever is worst news ever.
当他们认清耶稣是基督的时候，耶稣就开始的教训他们说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。After
telling them this great news in verse 31, he says to them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again.
这里是开始教训他们，而且从这里以后我们还会再读到下去的时候，他会不断的教训他们说，人子会被杀，而且三天后会复活。
This begins his teaching to them as he carries on until the end of the road that the Son of Man will have to die and be raised again 3 days after.
所以他们首先认清了这个是基督，可能在心里面在想，这次有希望了，我们终于能够看见这个罗马政府被推翻，终于能够看见以色列能够复兴。
Now here they are with their hopes, they're buoyant, they've got hope now that perhaps this guy, this Messiah, is going to overthrow the Roman Empire and he's going to bless us and establish us as a nation.
不过他们不知道神的计划原来是让基督，原来是让弥赛亚，就是死到无罪的，替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。神的计划就是要弥赛亚钉死在十字架上。
And almost in the same breath, they come face to face with the fact that their Messiah has to die. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, "For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." This is God's plan.
而且32节耶稣明明地说这话。
In fact, it says in verse 32, and he said this plainly.
所以耶稣不是讲得不清不楚。
This wasn't Jesus saying it in a way that might be misinterpreted.
他们明白耶稣所讲的，不过他们不接受。
They understood what Jesus was saying, but they could not receive it, they could not accept it.
所以彼得就拉着他劝他。
And that is why Peter took him aside to begin to rebuke him.
英文里面说 rebuke him 就是责备他，华文里面翻译成劝他。
The Chinese translates this as coaxing him or to coax him.
其实原文里是责备。
But the original language really is rebuke.
就是第33节同样一个字，耶稣责备彼得，所以彼得在32节那里其实是在责备耶稣。
And it is in fact this word rebuke is the same word that is used in verse 33 where Jesus rebukes Peter.
彼得非常的有诚意，他责备基督说不可以，你是不可以死的，你是弥赛亚，怎么能够死？
And it was in sincerity that Peter pulled him aside to rebuke him to say, "No, look, you are the Messiah, you cannot die."
不过耶稣却责备彼得说：“撒旦退我后面去吧，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”
But Jesus rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man."
彼得刚刚才成为英雄，在29节他说：“你是基督。”所以彼得是英雄，不过3节之后就变成狗熊。
Peter was in verse 29, the hero of this all, he was the one who recognized that this was the Christ and said, "You are the Christ." And just 2 verses or 3 verses later, his fall from grace is dramatic.
彼得还有其他门徒所要的不是这个十字架，他们所要的不是这个羞辱，他们要的是荣耀，他们要的是胜利。
What Peter and the apostles wanted was not the cross. What they wanted was not this pain and suffering. They wanted victory.
他们要的是荣耀，他们要的是这一个权力。
They wanted glory. They wanted power.
这个就是他们不清楚神的计划。
And it was clear that they did not understand God's plan.
不过神的计划里头就是要怎么样子才能够得到真正的救恩呢？是要有真正的牺牲。
But in God's plan, that true salvation could only come by true sacrifice.
当然，我们知道最大的牺牲就是耶稣死在十字架上，我们在哥林多后书这里是看见的。
Of course, we know that the biggest sacrifice known to man is that God had sent his only son to die on the cross for us, as we see in 2 Corinthians 5:21.
如果不是这个大牺牲的话，没有任何罪人能够得救。
And without this great sacrifice, none of us can be saved.
不过耶稣也是呼叫所有信靠他的人要付出真正的牺牲。
Yet this was also a call to all who believed in him to sacrifice.
这里就是第34节到最后第38节这里的教训。
And this is the teaching that we see in verse 34 to verse 38.
于是叫众人和门徒来对他们说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我。
In verse 34, he says, "And calling the crowd to him with his disciples, he said to them, 'If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and pick up his cross and follow me.'"
这里可以说是马可福音或者任何福音里头最重要的一节。
And you can consider this verse as the most important verse in this gospel and all the other gospels.
因为在这一节里头，我们就知道什么样子才是能够真正得救。
Because it is in this verse that we see what it means to be truly saved.
这一个就是耶稣呼召罪人来跟从他。
It is the call to sinners to follow him.
今天我们在教会里头如果有相当长的时间，我们知道常常在教会里有许多的呼召跟从耶稣。
If you've been a Christian for any amount of time, you will be familiar with the fact that believers are often called to follow God.
在这些教会的呼召里，这些教会的牧师呼召人要跟从耶稣，是为了要得医治，是为了要得财富、得健康、得成功。
Often this call to believe in God, however, is in order that one might receive riches and one might receive success or health.
这个我们的牧师在讲解加拉太书的时候常常提到，这些就是假的福音。
And our pastor often brings this up from the pulpit, and he says these are false gospels.
因为在这里，耶稣的呼召不是要得健康、得财富、得成功。
Because here the call is not for you to come and have riches and have success and health.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我。
In fact, he says, if anyone comes after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
不是若有人要跟从我，我就会给他世界上的一切。
It is not that if anyone comes to me, I will give him the world's riches.
这个是耶稣所讲的，不是我所讲的。
These are the words of Christ and not my words.
信靠跟从耶稣，不是因为要得着什么样子的这个属世好处。
Believing and following in Jesus is not because you do it for any benefit to you.
耶稣说你要舍己，什么是舍己？
Jesus says, in fact, you must deny yourself. What does that mean?
舍己的意思就是说要不认自己的意思。
It is to not acknowledge or recognize oneself.
好像如果一个有些时候我们在看戏里头，在戏里面看见一些非常坏的孩子，然后父母亲说我不认你了。
Perhaps an analogy can be where it's say in movies when you see thatthere is a particularly disobedient child, and the parent might say, "I disown you."
这里的意思其实是一样的，就是我们不认自己。
And there is that same meaning over here, where we, in a sense, disown ourselves.
因为我们知道自己原来是多么充满着罪恶，我们就不再要与这个旧的我有任何的瓜葛。
And it's a recognition of the fact.That we are so depraved and sinful that we want nothing to do with our sinful selves.
我们拒绝自己所有的一切。
We reject ourselves.
我们拒绝我们所有的欲望，我们所这个肉体的这个欲望，还有这个眼目的情欲，还有今生的骄傲，所有的野心，我们都要抛开。
We reject.Our earthly desires and perhaps our aspirations for ourselves, we reject the dreams and material desires that we might have.
而不是我要耶稣来成就我的野心。
It is not that I need Jesus in order to accomplish these things.
因为如果这样的话，耶稣只不过是我们的神灯。
Because if that were so, then Jesus would be nothing more than your genie in a bottle.
我们必须要来跟从耶稣。
No, we must follow Jesus.
就要舍己。
And we must deny ourselves.
第二，要背起十字架。
We must take up a cross.
背起十字架什么意思？
What does taking up a cross mean?
不是去金店买一个金十字架，有镶钻石的，戴在你的胸口前。
It is not to...Buy a crucifix to wear on your neck.
因为当时这一个门徒听到十字架的时候，他们不知道原来耶稣会钉十字架。不过当耶稣提起这个十字架的时候，他们的脑子里面只有一个画面。
When they first heard about the cross, they only had one idea in their head.
就是被罗马这个政府钉死十字架。
And that is to die on the cross at the hands of the Roman oppressors.
当时罗马这些军队，他们会把这些囚犯呢，或者是一些反叛罗马政府的人，他们就会钉死十字架，而且是钉在路上的。
At that time, crucifixion was a common Roman sentence. It was a death sentence, and they would crucify those who went against or rebelled against the Roman Empire, and they would crucify these people along the road.
这样的话，每个人看见就会这个好像杀鸡儆猴，就是吓这些人， 让他们知道这个就是反叛罗马政府的结果。
And they had, and they did it so that as people traveled down the road, they could see the consequences of opposing the Roman government.
耶稣告诉他们，你要跟从我，就要背起十字架，也就是说，你必须要愿意为主而死。
When Jesus said that in order to follow me, you must take up your cross, he meant that one must be willing to give up his life for Christ.
因为耶稣已经告诉他们了，他自己会被杀。
And in fact, Jesus had already told them that he himself would die.
所以如果你们要跟从耶稣，你们要跟从我，就要与我一样。
If you want to follow me, then you must be like me.
你要愿意为了你的这个信仰而死。
You must be willing to die for your faith.
我们知道十二门徒只有一个没有寻到。
We know that of the 12 apostles, only one was not killed, was not martyred.
其他的都寻到，彼得被钉十字架。
The rest were martyred. Peter was crucified upside down.
只有这个门徒约翰，他没有寻到，不过他是被 放逐到另外一个岛上，在那里死的。
We know that John, the Apostle John, did not get martyred. However, he was exiled on another island.
所以我们必须要知道，原来跟从耶稣是要为耶稣而死，愿意为他而死。
So it's clear that in order to follow Jesus, one needs to be willing to die for him.
跟从耶稣。
Follow Jesus.
跟从耶稣是什么意思？
What does follow Jesus mean?
也就是说，你必须要顺服他的教导。
It means to submit to his teaching.
你必须要跟从他的教训。
It means to follow what he tells you to do.
也就是要服从神的话。
And that means to live according to God's word.
这个不是信耶稣得一切。
This is not believe in Jesus, receive the world.
相反的是，信耶稣要放弃一切。
No, the opposite is true. If you believe in Jesus, you would give up the world.
因为耶稣说，人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
Because Jesus said, what good is a man, what good is it for a man to give to gain the world and give up his soul?
所以要信耶稣，必须要有这个预备，就是要放弃一切。
And so if you believe in Jesus, then you must be prepared to give up everything.
这里所讲的就是当一个人真正的看见原来救恩是何等的宝贵，他会愿意牺牲一切，得到这个救恩。
And the implication here is that when someone sees just how precious that salvation is, he would be willing to give up all of his earthly riches to acquire it.
今天的福音有许许多多教会传的福音是，当人认识这个世界多么的宝贵的时候，就利用耶稣来得到世界。
Today, a lot of the preaching tells us that when one recognizes just how precious the world is, would they then come to Jesus?
他们是利用耶稣来得到世界。They're
using Jesus to get or to gain what they want from the world.
不过耶稣要我们做的，就是好像马太福音那里所讲的一样，天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。 天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。
It's echoed in Matthew 13:44-36, where it says, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys this field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who, on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it."
所以当人真正认清原来救恩是何等宝贵的时候，他们会愿意牺牲一切得着这个救恩。
If a person truly understands the value of salvation, then he would give up all that he has in order to acquire that salvation.
第三十五节，凡要救自己生命的必上吊生命，凡为我和福音上吊生命的也必救了生命。
Verse 35 of Mark 8 says, For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it.
凡为我和福音上吊生命的，不是为了一些缘故，要了行好事等等而上吊生命，而是为了福音还有耶稣的缘故。
It says here that whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's sake, it is not for any other sake than the gospel and for Christ.
你可以为了拯救一些在危险中的人而因此上吊生命，不过这不代表你会上天堂。
Perhaps you would give up your life for someone in the way of danger, but it does not mean that your way to heaven is secure.
你可以到印度还是非洲那里花与整身的人的时间去那里帮助穷人，不过也不代表你会上天堂。
Perhaps you could dedicate your life going to parts of the world like India to give your life to those who are poor and needy, but it is not going to secure your path to heaven.
你是要为耶稣和福音上吊生命才能够救你的生命。
No, you only save your life if you give it up for the sake of Jesus and the gospel.
当然，耶稣在三十八节这里让我们看见拒绝的人会有什么下场。
In verse 38, Jesus tells us what the result is of the person who rejects that cross.
所以他不只是邀请人来跟从他，他也给他们一个警告，不跟从耶稣的下场是什么。
He doesn't just invite people to follow him. He tells you what the result of the person who doesn't follow him is.
如果不跟从耶稣，就是把耶稣和他的道当作可耻的。当耶稣审判的时候，就要把这人当作可耻的。
Verse 38 tells us that whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will I also be ashamed. When I come again in glory.
那些不愿意接受耶稣，不愿意接受他的教导的人，就会面临审判。
Those who do not receive that teaching and who do not believe in Jesus will be judged.
顺服耶稣就是要照着他所行的去行。
To follow Jesus is to walk in the same way in which he walked.
约翰一书就是说，人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。
First John 2:6 says, whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked.
耶稣他来到世上，活了一个无罪的生命，钉死在十字架上，是做出了最大的牺牲来完成我们的救恩。
Jesus coming to earth and dying on the cross for us, a sinless God-man dying on the cross for us is the ultimate sacrifice.
我们今天就算是有了这一个真正的看见，认识了谁是真正的救主，就是基督，我们要继续的为他做出真正的牺牲。
And as Christians who are seated here this morning, if we have that true sight to recognize who the true Savior is, that is Jesus Christ,We must continue then to live in a way that is sacrificial for the sake of the gospel and for Christ.
我们可能对神的计划还不是非常的清楚，因为神到底要做什么我不清楚，可是我们的责任就是要顺服他的话，我们要行耶稣所行的。
And you and I may not be clear as to what Jesus' plan for our private lives are, but we mustlive according to what he has taught us in the Bible.
我们信耶稣不是为了要得到健康财富。
It is not for riches and for health that we believe in Jesus.
这个就是使徒他们起初所要想要得到的。
This was exactly what the apostles thought they would receive initially.
不过耶稣却说，撒旦退我后边去吧，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
Well, Jesus' response was pretty stark. He said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of men."
所以我们也可以说，今天所谓这些健康福音，还是这个财富福音、成功神学，其实是从撒旦那里来的。
And from this we can conclude that this prosperity gospel, this gospel that claims that you will get riches, fame and health and success is actually from Satan.
我们的牧师在这方面已经讲了很多，所以我不必多说。
And our pastor has spoken about this many times and I will not belabor the point.
如果我们没有得到真正的救恩，就会受到神的审判。
But if we do not have true salvation, then we will be judged by God.
耶稣钉死在十字架上，为的是拯救我们，从罪里拯救我们。我们今天就是能够来到这里一起来纪念耶稣所为我们做的。
Jesus died on the cross in order to pay for our sins. And today, what we do as we gather here is to remember what he had done.
今天是每个月的第一个主日。
Every month, the first Lord's day of the month.
所以我们能够来到一起，来一同接受主的圣餐，来纪念主。
And as always, on that first Sunday of the month, we come together to remember the Lord.